WWIB, the WIB wake-up show for this Wednesday that feels like a Tuesday. 54 degrees, Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
Best 5 minutes of the day. Yeah, I thought I was doing okay yesterday. And then, I don't know, I run the board typically between Caleb and I on Tuesdays and Thursdays. He on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And when it's his turn, I'll leave him a song, and then he just comes, and I just blanked it out. I was totally, at that point, operating like, it's a Monday, Caleb's here. And he was like, three songs later, he's like, are you thinking it's a Monday? So,
nice.
How did it fare for you? Did you remember?
You know, it was a weird day for me. I think a lot of people must have forgotten. I had a couple of no-shows in clinic yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just an odd day. I mean, our friend Sarah Stokes had put the warning on in the morning saying, hey, it is Tuesday, not Monday.
Right.
You know, and so, but even when you know that, it still happens.
Well, you're a brain doc. I mean, what is it? I just feel like as an amateur, like we've got these grooves in our brain. And, you know, yep. As much as it can be hard working every day, but you get these grooves, you know, these routines.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, I think we'd be shocked if we looked at how much of our lives were lived by routines, you know, and the things that we do consistently. You know, even the way I was thinking about that this morning, the way I get out of bed, you know, I roll over on my right side, plant my left hand, push up, you know, and then you follow this very specific routine through your morning and then into the day. And, you know, probably the majority of our life is run by these routines. And what would it look like to disrupt those intentionally?
Huh.
And
yeah.
What effect might that have?
I think we do it twice a year. It's called Memorial Day.
Yeah, for sure.
So in our home, we have a couple of dogs and a ferret, but we'll also often have maybe an additional dog or two or maybe even sometimes three. And you guys have some unique pets too, right?
We do. We have three dogs currently, two Sphinx cats, which are hairless cats for people who don't know, and currently three sugar gliders, which are tiny, like flying squirrel sorts of animals.
Uh-huh.
But we've had a whole bunch of different things in the past as well.
Yeah. One of these days, not today, but one of these days, maybe on a Thursday works out well for us to do like pet roll call to just ask in that regard. I bring that up because this story just closed out my WOGO newscast. The Irvine Park Zoo in Chippewa Falls announcing the arrival of new residents. They report they've taken in a pair of 8-week-old red foxes and a pair of 11-month-old porcupines. In addition to hissing cockroaches and a tarantula.
I wonder where they're going to keep those. They must have those inside the main building there, huh?
Were there folks clamoring for hissing cockroaches?
You know, you've heard me talk about Rebecca Reynolds.
Yeah.
Author, thinker, and she, when she was growing up, raised hissing cockroaches.
Really?
So, yeah, apparently it's a big thing.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Who knew?
Who knew?
I didn't know that until she said that, and I was like, that seems like a weird pet to have. But
exactly.
People love them, apparently.
Titus 2, I got the book right today. Titus 2, 7 and 8.
And that says, and you yourself must be an example to them by doing good works of every kind. Let everything you do reflect the integrity and seriousness of your teaching. Teach the truth so that your teaching can't be criticized. Then those who oppose us will be ashamed and have nothing bad to say about us.
All right. And in Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, it covers the whole New Testament, including these two verses in Titus 2, 7 and 8. Live an integrated life, reflecting my son in every respect. Love well in all circumstances, not only when it's convenient. Speak with clarity and humility. Do not just go shooting off your mouth. To underline that part. Instead, let the angry, impulsive words of others convict them. Their hateful speech will be self-condemnation and not an indictment of you. When you live with integrity, humility, and love, no one will believe the accusations brought against you. I've got a question, but give me first of all your take on it.
Yeah, I'm going to throw a shout out to our friend Cody on this. You know, I see Cody engaging with people who seem to be really responding angrily, and he does so with grace and humility consistently, and that's definitely an encouragement.
What if someone would be tempted to read that and say, it's good advice, but I see other people succeeding in the world who are shooting off their mouth, who are loose cannons? What about that?
Well, you know, I think we have to step back and ask ourselves, do I want to be guided by what I see happening in the world, or by the person and work of Jesus. You know, and I think that is, we need to ask ourselves, what is our ultimate goal? Or what kind of people do we want to become?
Yeah.
Not what our material ends.
Spirit-led, right? Spirit-led.
Yep, absolutely.
So. All right, thank you, friend.
You bet.
Appreciate it. Yeah, my advice for everybody who's getting married, right? James 1:19, be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry. All right, birthdays for May 28th, 2025. We always check the listener line first, and there is some activity there. All right, and let's see. All right, well, our friend Keith is listening from Webster, South Dakota this morning. All right, well, terrific. Glad to know. Thank you, Keith. Just checking that here now. And elsewhere, we go on to Facebook birthdays. Remembering my Aunt Ann. This was her aunt. We called her Aunt Annie. She would have been 86 today. She went to be with the Lord a few years back. But remembering her, she was one of my favorite aunts for sure. Our friend Kumika in Liberia. You've heard us talk about Peter Flomo in the past. Was this his youngest son? One of his, I don't think his youngest son, but anyhow, Kumika turning 20. I had the privilege of teaching him as an eighth grader in the Bible class I taught in 2017, 18. Oh, how the years go by. Evan Morgan, happy birthday today. Joe Knight, longtime writer with the Leader Telegram, seen holding a fish in the Facebook picture he's got. Also, Seth Mayo, happy 25th birthday to Seth, Loretta Fitzpatrick, Kathy Emanuel, Christina Barlow Hoffman. Boy, she continues to do some wonderful work for special needs kids in Liberia, physically challenged. Michelle Freed. It's Andrea Polnasek's birthday. She, of course, the award-winning screenwriter and faith-based film producer from Chippewa Falls, a native of Massachusetts. So happy birthday to Andrea today. All right, on to the national scene. Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York, is 81. Gladys Knight, 81 as well. John Fogerty from CCR is the big 8-0 today. Jerry Douglas, 69, the dobro player for Alison Krauss and Union Station. Brandon Cruz, who was, oh boy, this is a huge feel-old birthday. Brace yourself. Remember Little Eddie? On the courtship of Eddie's father with Bill Bixby as the dad, the late Bill Bixby, who went on to play the Hulk, you know, Bruce Banner. Brandon Cruz, who played Eddie on the courtship of Eddie's father, is 63. Ah, scream. That was a terrible scream, but oh my. Krista Miller is from the Drew Carey Show, 61. Kylie Minogue, the singer, actress, global pop icon, who I do not know, is 57. Justin Kirk is 56. Elizabeth Hasselbeck from Fox and Friends back in the day, and The View is 48. And on, the birthdays seem to not end on the... Seth Rollins, professional wrestler, WWE champion, is 39. Before we get to the markets, though, we like to touch on this particular day a little bit and tell you about it. And this particular day is, of course, May 28th. And so this is the day in 1983 I walked the aisle of Salvation Army Church. It was a Saturday night, about 8:30, quarter to 9, something like that at night. The only Salvation Army church service I've ever been to. We were looking for a place to live. I had my freshman year in college, got accepted into the Southwestern Company. I know their slogan. I still remember it. Building character in young people since 1868, which is a long time ago. And part of the way they build that character is you got up at 6 in the morning, took a cold shower, met for breakfast, were out there selling books from 8 in the morning till 9:30 at night. Wow. Yeah. Well, it lasted about a month on that. I found out my parents were getting divorced about a weekend, but all sorts of things happened. But that's where I had a born-again experience on this day 42 years ago. So crazy how life unfolds, isn't it? All right. Well, that's the today in history I remember from my personal life.
Flag ball!
Jeff Levering on FanDuel Sports Network last night. The first career walk-off home run for Brewers superstar Christian Yelich. As you heard, it was a grand slam.
The WIB Wake Up Show on a Win It Wednesday on WWIB. And boy, do we have the prizes today. Man.
We do indeed.
Two CDs. Jordan Feliz, heard from him earlier. And he is, of course, coming to OneFest. Really looking forward to seeing him. Ren Collective, they've been here before, as recently as March 22nd at the Pablo Center. Plus, how about a concrete mixer? Yeah, enjoy a free medium concrete mixer with your choice of two mix-ins at Culver's. And you got to answer our question, though.
Yeah, and you had the question from yesterday because it was from your own experience.
That's right. And that is, over the holiday weekend, I saw something I had not seen in a really long time. What did I see? Let me know.
715-723-2555. What did Halvo see over the weekend? Something he hadn't seen in a long time. 715-723-2555. It was Tuesday trivia. Now it's Win It Wednesday. We heard from lots of folks all across the WIB listening area. Incorrect guesses. It wasn't someone praying in public. It wasn't a poppy. It wasn't a bat. It wasn't seeing a movie. It wasn't a possum. It wasn't a children's parade, Crystal Cave, a Lamborghini, a woodpecker, a bald eagle, shooting star, or comet. It wasn't a fawn. It wasn't a stumper. Again, over the weekend, Halvo saw something he hadn't seen in a long time. What did he see?
Our one hint so far is that I just assumed Caleb had not seen this for a long time as well, and you agreed.
Agreed. 715-723-2555. Not something that either one of us had seen for a while, but Halvo saw one over the weekend. Saw it. What was it? 715-723-2555 for those CDs from Ren Collective and Jordan Feliz, plus the medium concrete mixer. Courtesy of Culver, 715-723-2555. If you're up and at 'em, give us a call here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lena from Trenton.
All right, Lena, go ahead.
Was it a bear?
Was it a bear? Halva, was a bear what you saw that you hadn't seen for a long time?
That's a great guess. I haven't seen one in a long time, and that was not it.
Not it. Thank you, Lena. Call us back, 715-723-2555. Over the weekend, Halva saw something he hadn't seen in a long time. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda. Good morning, Caleb.
Linda from Chippewa Falls. Go ahead.
Would it be like a memorial service in the cemetery?
Okay. Memorial service makes sense. Memorial Day. That is not it, though. Sorry, not Linda. It.
Thank you, Linda. Call us back. 715-723-2555. Tuesday trivia, as so often happens, is now Win It Wednesday, and great prizes on the line. 723-2555 for that Culver's concrete mixer and two CDs courtesy of WWIB as well. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Lena from Prentice again.
All right, go ahead, Lena.
Was it a rainbow?
Was it a rainbow? Maybe you haven't seen a rainbow for a long time, Halvo. Was it a rainbow that you saw over the weekend?
Sorry, Lena.
Not it. Thank you, Lena. 715-723-2555. Now more folks lining up to call. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show?
Aiden from Mondo.
Aiden, go ahead.
Is it a sunflower?
Sunflower. Maybe I hadn't seen a sunflower for a while. I know Poppy was guest earlier thinking that Memorial Day side of things. And just sunflower. Was it a sunflower album?
Boy, we had a section where we covered dogs and now flowers. That's not it, Aiden. Sorry, man.
All right. Thank you, Aiden. Have time for three more guesses here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jan from Chippewa.
Jan, what do you think?
An old car.
An old car. Sure, it could be some sort of a parade or something like that. Yeah, classic car.
Yeah. Could that be it? And sorry, it wasn't.
Not it. All right, 715-723-2555. Two more guesses left before we'll give you a clue after 745. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from on Win It Wednesday?
Lena from Prentice.
All right, Lena. All right. Third time's the charm. Maybe go ahead.
Maybe this is it. Shooting star.
Was it a shooting star? That was guessed yesterday. You can have a bonus guess if you want.
Oh, it was already guessed?
Yep.
Oh, shoot. Hummingbird.
Hummingbird. Was it a hummingbird? Halvo, did you see a hummingbird flitting and fluttering about?
I did not, but what was Michelle showing yesterday? It was something along those lines, I think, that she was showing us a picture of. And I think Michelle and Randy, for their 25th anniversary, did somebody named a star after them. So that was pretty cool.
Wow, that's cool. All right, good morning, WWIB. You're our last guesser before we give a clue after 7:45. Win It Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Aiden from Mondovi.
All right, Aiden.
Come on, Aiden. What is it?
What do you think?
A turkey.
Was it a turkey? Did you see a turkey?
All right. Yeah, those are pretty cool to see, but that was not it. Sorry.
Not it. Thank you, Aiden. All right, so we will come back with a clue after 7:45, and we'll see if we can get a winner on a Win It Wednesday here on WWIB.
Hi.
Hi, folks. It's Ronnie Appleseed from Team Appleseed and Avenue Orchard. Join us on Sunday, June 8th, for our first Avenue Orchard Birthday Jam from 3 to 6 p.m. If June is your birthday month, you get a free apple cider slushy or float, or try the Avenue Works. An apple cider slushy float plus hot fudge and caramel sundae, complete with whipped cream and a dab of our caramel apple jam. Mel Dogs will be on hand with hot dogs and chili dogs, too. Sunday, June 8th, from 3 to 6 at Avenue Orchard in Eau Claire. Come get a taste.
As a guy who has a June birthday, Ronnie has gotten my attention with that June 8th deal, the Avenue Orchard Works. Wow.
But I know, for sure.
It is time for the Win It Wednesday on WIB, and we're finally going to give a clue here.
We are indeed. So again, we started off saying, hey, going back over the weekend, Havel saw something that he hasn't seen in a long time. Uh-huh. And we want to know what it was, and now we're going to give a clue as well.
We are. Let me tell you the prizes are. We've got a CD from Jordan Felice coming to One Fest. Ren Collective, they were here in March. Maybe people most of all want the free medium concrete mixer. Your choice of two mix-ins from Culver's. Hmm, delicious. All right, but already we've given somewhat of a hint. I said not only me, but then Caleb acknowledged he hasn't seen this for a long time. Our hint is that probably most of you have not seen one of these for a long time.
Yeah. Most of you have probably not seen one of these for a long time. What is it that Halvo saw that he hadn't seen for a long time over the weekend? 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Hi, this is Courtney from Wraith Lake.
Courtney, go ahead.
Is it a phone booth?
Is it a phone booth? What makes you think phone booth?
You mean like a payphone?
Yeah, it's like a payphone.
Like
yeah.
Superman changes in that.
Yeah,
sort
right,
of thing.
Right, right, yeah.
Is it a phone booth? Courtney from Rice Lake.
Courtney, it wasn't a phone booth. What it was, a payphone. You're a winner.
Just like that. That's all there is to it.
That's way to go, Courtney.
Did our hint help you at all, or I sensed you already had that on your mind?
Oh, man. Yes, I did.
Okay.
Well, fantastic. When's the last time you saw a payphone, Courtney?
Oh, it's been a while.
Right? I can't say the last time I've seen one.
Here's the deal. Yes, we did go to Crystal Cave on, like, Memorial Day, but on Saturday, I said I'd gone to Michelle Johnson's anniversary party, and coming back from there, she lives in Auburn, and coming back at a convenience store gas station, I'm like, there's a payphone. I couldn't believe it.
They still exist.
Yeah.
They're out there. It's kind of like seeing a Blockbuster out in the wild or something. It's 17 minutes past 8 o'clock, 54 degrees, and we are joined by our friend Farmer John from Govan's Farm in Menominee. Farmer John, good morning. Great to have you with us on the WIB Wake Up Show again.
Well, good morning.
I got to say, as we head into the strawberry season of things, have you caught your breath from the lambing barn season and all those weekends of visitors?
We have. You know, one of the reasons for the call is I think people need to understand what goes on year-round at a farm, not just, especially a farm like ours where the public is involved, where a lot of times I think they think we have these seasons, but then there's time off in between, and that's not necessarily true.
Again, you are an operating farm that opens to the public at various times during the year, but your work never stops, even in between those quote-unquote seasons, too. And so what's been keeping you busy in the past few weeks?
Well, since the last time we spoke, we've planted a little bit of corn. We planted 4.5 acres of strawberries. One thing that a lot of people don't realize is that it's been cold enough over Memorial Day weekend this year that we had some frost concerns in the strawberries. Mm. And if that happens, we sleep with a frost alarm that wakes us up in the middle of the night. We have to go out and start the irrigation equipment up because if you keep a plant wet, it doesn't freeze. And then if it gets really cold and the water does freeze, that encapsulates the fruit and the blossom and prevents it from freezing. It insulates it then. So there was 4 days last week that in the lower spots of our farm, we were below freezing.
Wow. And again, a farmer's work never ever done.
So we get a break once in a while, but there's always something to do.
As if people go to govansfarm.com and click on strawberries, and they see everything from strawberry picking to your strawberry festival coming up June 21st and 22nd to all sorts of things under the strawberry category, right?
lots of things. And then always animals to care for and other crops to plant and equipment maintenance. And one of the things right now, we're thinking that we'll have strawberries by about the 20th of June. So it's going to be, it's not going to be an early year this year. The weather was beautiful and then it cooled off. So now things have been in a kind of a holding pattern. So there's always something. Every year is different.
And that's one of the things that we encourage people to do. Govinsfarm.com, G-O-V-I-N-S, Govinsfarm.com. And that's where they can stay up to date, Farmer John, on what might be going on with the strawberry season, because every year it's a little bit different. Last year, again, it started a little earlier, and it can be a very quick season as well, too, depending on what the weather does. And so we just encourage folks to keep up to date on your website with all things strawberries as far as when that season starts up so that they can be ready to go.
Yes, that's a great idea.
Yeah. And as we wind down here, Farmer John, I got to say, my wife, for dessert, we had our kids and some of their friends for lunch on Sunday. The dessert was, guess what, strawberries, whipped cream, a little shortcake. You got 5 recipes at govinsfarm.com under strawberries people can track out. I got to try some of these, the strawberry rhubarb crunch and some others, but you can attest these are delicious, right?
They are all delicious. And rhubarb's in season right now. One of the things that Julie asked me to talk about is get your old berries used up now with your rhubarb, because then you'll have room in your freezer for a fresh crop of berries.
Good idea.
Yeah. Planning ahead is fantastic. Anything else that your wonderful wife, Julie, wants to make sure we mention here before we let you go?
Boy, if you haven't had the opportunity to meet my wife, I am such a blessed man to have married so well. She keeps me on task. She's the brains out here of at least half of what goes on. And she really doesn't get enough credit.
I mean, manages so many different things as well, too. And again, looking forward to your strawberry festival coming up, and people will be hearing more about that. There's going to be so much going on at Govins, and we can't wait for the season. Farmer John, and we'll chat with you again soon.
All right. Thanks for your time.
When you think about America, you think about hot dogs.
You sure do. And so that is a great lead into a segment titled What the World Puts on Its Hot Dogs. This is interesting.
So many times you think about, well, a New York dog or whatever.
Chicago.
Yeah, delicious. But what do they put on hot dogs around the world? Because it's not just an American thing.
It's really crazy. So here we go. Talk about, this is very summer, right? Chicago-style dog tops the list, topped with yellow mustard, dark green relish, onions, tomato slices. Pepperoncini is what they say.
Pepperoncinis? Yeah, those are good.
Cucumber slices, celery salt, and served in a steamed poppy seed bun. Wow, that's a lot.
I don't love Chicago, but I love Chicago dogs. And again, my sports fandom probably colors my opinion a little bit too much, but Chicago dogs are fantastic. So that's the Chicago-style dog.
And the Pope is from there.
Yeah, so there you go. Another reason for me to have a softer side towards Chicago. Just like that soft steamed poppy seed bun. Well, what the world puts on its hot dogs, okay, so staying in the U.S. to start, New York serves them with steamed onions and a pale yellow mustard sauce.
And also, let me just say, Silver Springs, they've got the horseradish, but they've got like a horseradish mustard. Check it out. It's really good. In Atlanta and other areas of the southern U.S., you'll end up with your dog dragged through the garden or topped with coleslaw.
Interesting.
That sounds tasty.
Yeah, I'd eat that. In Kansas City, they're served with sauerkraut and melted Swiss cheese.
In South Korea, hot dog vendors coat them with sugar.
I feel like hot dogs typically aren't terribly healthy, and adding sugar to it might not be the best idea, but
you know, if I'm going to have dessert, that's not the way I'm going.
What the world puts on its hot dogs. So again, going beyond the borders, in Denmark and Norway, hot dogs or pulse are served with bacon and or cheese.
That sounds good.
You bet.
In Quebec, Canada, Michigan-style dogs are served with spaghetti sauce. It's a little different, but I'd go for it.
That's what they do in Michigan, in the United States. We should do that here. In some parts of South America, known as perros calientes, they are often served with potato chip crumbs, sliced onion, Colombian country cheese, honey, ketchup, or mustard, and sometimes a little cooked quail egg on top. You had me until the quail egg, but everything else seems pretty solid.
So when you're at your barbecue, do you guys have any quail eggs?
Yes. Be that guest.
Oh, a few more here. In Chile, street vendors sell, you'd think they'd have chili dogs, right? But they sell completos, literally meaning complete, topped with diced tomatoes, sauerkraut, feel like you and I should alternate, ketchup, sweet mustard, and mayonnaise. The vendors often provide Colombian ají, a spicy red pepper sauce to accompany the completo. Replace the sauerkraut with guacamole. I think I would, and you've got an Italiano.
Yeah, I think I'd be right there with you. A couple more, again, what the world puts on its hot dogs, because this is interesting. And Venezuela street vendors offer perros con todo, or dogs with all. That means finely chopped cabbage, potato chip crumbs, chopped onion, white cheese, ketchup, mustard, mayo, and tomato sauce. Additional condiments offered include salsa, tartar sauce, Tabasco.
Tartar sauce?
Salt, yeah. salsa... Guasacaca, spicy avocado sauce. Okay, why don't they just say spicy avocado sauce? Easier to say. Cheese sauce, garlic sauce, onion sauces, and American barbecue sauce.
This segment has got me ready to report on Wimbledon with the foreign tennis player names.
Right.
Finally, in Austria and parts of Germany, customers at hot dog stands have the option of eating sausage on a plate or having it served in hot dog form, which comes in a hollowed out baguette.
Interesting. Well, the world puts on its hot dogs.
Wow.
Taking us beyond the borders of the U.S. of A. Very interesting. And yeah, I try some of these different styles of hot dogs. Absolutely.